This is your roving reporter, and I'm talking today with Godzilla.
Hello!
Tell me, Godzilla, why do you go around destroying cities, crushing buildings with your massive feet?
Well, man, I'll tell you, it wasn't anything personal toward the cities or the people. I was just looking for something.
And pray tell, what were you looking for?
I was looking for an asset preservationist to help me take care of my money, man.
Did you find one?
Yes, I did.
And now I suppose you're going to tell me it was David Ernest.
That's right, man. It was David Ernest. Like, I am the greatest of all monsters, and he is the greatest of all asset preservationists.
I see.
And you know, you can call David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Well, thank you, Godzilla. And before we go, could you give us that famous Godzilla roar?
Oh, I'd really like to, man, but I can't.
And why not?
Well, since I got that shot, man, I've been a little hoarse.
Right.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
It's fantastic.
That's what she said.
America's most talked about program.
All y'all are just a bunch of damn commies. Y'all make me sick.
Get on with it.
Yes, get over there.
And now, because it's the law, here is your legal disclaimer.
All matters discussed during the Health and Wealth Show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. All materials presented by that ruggedly handsome David Ernest are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. And that is your legal disclaimer.
At the first sign of trouble with your retirement account, you've got to
nip it in the bud.
And the best way to
nip it
is to
call the man.
That's right.
Just call the man.
Call David Ernest.
Just call the man.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Not that man.
Yes, that's the man. Call him today.
Call the man.
David Ernest has over 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. And along with Matthew Ernest and Leo Williams, they are a formidable force against those who would ruin your retirement.
Shazam.
I'll say it again. Call the man today.
I thought Calvin Coolidge said that.
No, Floyd, it was me.
What Calvin Coolidge said?
Go even up Barney's sideburns and call David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. You remember the name, right?
Judy.
No, it's asset preservationist David Ernest.
Golly.
Call David Ernest today.
Studio, where we realize that although some things don't matter to some people, they mean quite a lot to others. David Ernest brings you the Health and Wealth Show. Call David right now at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Leave your name and number and you will get a call back from Too Tall Matthew, Princess Leah, or that devilishly handsome David Ernest. If something is very near and dear to your heart, your friends, your family, David understands, it means a lot to us too. Now, please welcome David Ernest.
And there he is. Where have I got
yes,
you turned?
Yeah, I've
got
I'm
you
here turned. On Tuesday afternoon.
Did you see that strange look on my face? That sounded like something we had already done.
Yeah,
and that's what you wanted to hear. That's what you wanted.
That's exactly right.
Okay, because yeah. I've been working ahead to get stuff, and it all just kind of runs together. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. We're just trying to keep everything, you know, in line, and as they say, keep it between the ditch.
I heard that. That's the best place for it, because you get in the ditch, it's going to be a son of a gun. There you go. See what I did there?
But you know, it's nothing, but it's everything to some people. Look over in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
The people who got out, that was everything to them. The people who were left behind, it's nothing to them. They're still behind.
Well, you heard what they're saying. It says there's only like 100 Americans over there.
I heard 200, but who knows?
100, 200, I don't believe it.
What is that old saying, no one's left behind?
Well,
and Biden said a few weeks ago or a week or two ago that they would stay in there. I mean, I heard it on the news. They would stay in there until the last American was out.
Well, here, just a few minutes ago over here on Fox, you know, we got some big TVs in here to keep us up with stuff going on. And they ran a bunch of quotes from Biden from last year all the way through July of this year. And I say July to keep from saying what we normally say is July. But anyhow, and everything in it, he said, we leave no man behind, no one left behind.
I can tell you where Biden drives and where his location is. The Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Yeah.
That's where he stays. That's where he exists. That's where he travels. The Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if it's something to you, it's nothing to him. You know, it's nothing to the government sometimes about you individually.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing. But it's everything to you. You know, so, you know, the Boulevard of Broken Dreams is what they exist on. They don't care about us. They care about staying in control.
Mm.
They care about keeping the control of their dough. Don't you know? It's a Boulevard of Broken Dreams, and it's also nothing to them and everything to us when it comes to our retirement and to our politics and our way of living. You know, if you want to have your Christianity or whatever you believe in, it seems to be stepped on a lot. If you have a child, go ahead. You know, what it boils down to is they don't want you to have a child. Maybe they want you to be able to get rid of that child, but they don't hesitate to let someone come out of South or Central America and come in here and steal a retirement plan, or should I say, they're given one and. You know, thank you very much for coming in here and voting for us. By the way, we've left some Americans behind, and there's a lot of Americans who's going to lose their retirement plans when the stock market goes down, you know, and this thing called stagflation, I have been reading a lot about it, and there's a lot of folks that agree with me that we're probably going to head into massive stagflation. You know, the feds say, well, you know, we think we got it by control. There'll just be a little inflation, and then it'll all be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you go back and you read about the historic accuracy of the feds, it's pretty rotten. It's pretty rotten. Whenever they say something's going to happen, I want to run the other way.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's everything's wrong, nothing to them. So it's nothing to them, but everything to us, because they're playing with our lives. They're playing with our lives, you know, and that is terrible. You don't want to walk or exist on the Boulevard of Broken Dreams. You know, you dreamed of having a great retirement. You dreamed of being able to control your taxes. You dreamed of your family being happy because everyone had what they needed. You didn't dream of going to Walmart or some other store to say, I'm sorry, but there is no toilet tissue available. Have you ever thought about buying some corn cobs?
Go down to the farmer's market. Well, you know, they're on TV now, and they're advertising, what do they call them, dude wipes. And I'm like, what, really? And it's like some kind of I don't know if it's medicated or not, but it's like something you can flush down the toilet along. But it's like, I don't know.
Well, if it's got any medication in it, they need to give it to Joe Biden because he needs some.
Yeah. Well, he don't know his behind from his head, so.
And I don't know if he's using corn cobs or what he's using, but he needs to stop using what he's using and use something else. And here's the thing. It doesn't make sense to say one thing and do another. It doesn't make sense to have us all on edge about what did they say? What are they going to do? Oh, we don't believe them.
Mm-hmm.
Have they ever shown us anything that was truthful? I mean, if you think back about it and they say, oh, let's be bipartisan. Let's agree to disagree. Well, I understand that. But when you have so many polarizations going on, in other words, if you go back 50 years or longer, people were similar. We were the same. Now we're becoming opposites. It's changing. Why? Because we have this influx of foreign people.
Mm-hmm.
And we have this ideology of, well, the police are bad. We don't need them. Let's go without them. Defund them. Give it to somebody else. Who are you going to call when you're in trouble? Who are you going to call?
Crackhead.
Not Ghostbusters, because there's no ghost. They have no substance, man. They can't help you.
Call a crackhead.
Maybe you'll be ghost. You'll probably be ghost if you call the police department, because there'll be a recording that says, we no longer in business. Please leave a message. If we can call you back, we will. Yeah, there's no way that we can exist in these crazy ideologies.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way we're going to exist in a retirement world of desperation when we lose the money that we were depending on. You see these cities. You see, I mean, had someone talk to me the other day. They said, you know, I got a letter from so-and-so. They don't live in Alabama. I mean, they live in Alabama now, but what they did was outside of Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know if I'm going to get all my retirement. The people have mismanaged my retirement. Those are the people they want us to pay for. You know, I feel sorry for everyone. I mean, I really do. But if you mismanage the money, why I got to pay for it? Why you got to pay for it?
Exactly.
If you didn't have a retirement plan down in South America and you want to come up here and get one, I don't want to pay for it. I mean, Biden wants us to pay for it. You know, where is this going? Where is it going? Harris don't know. All she knows is just laughs at us. She laughs at us all the time. She thinks it's funny that we got to pay for it. She thinks it's all funny. And Pelosi, she don't care. All she cares about is being Pelosi, being in charge of something. You know, and Chuck Schumer, well, that guy's the biggest idiot that ever walked the face of the earth. He sent somebody from Georgia into Alabama to you know, when the Mo Brooks and them they barged into the house, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And they forcefully gave the subpoena or whatever the affidavit was, whatever it was. Thing, we have ridiculous things going on here. There's no real laws. If there is a law, it's being misused or abused. I hear these things. Well, according to such and such act of such and such year, we can do this to you. Well, why did it never happen and it doesn't seem right? Why can you do that to us? These folks, and yes, I'm going to call them liberals. They want to change things. They want to change your retirement. They want to change your taxes. They want to change who your neighbor is. He may come in and not even speak English. They want to change the whole world so it fits to their agenda. The AOC, she don't even know how to spell ABCs, so she used AOC. You know, what does that stand for? Well, it stands for idiot in my book, but I know it doesn't sound like it stands for idiot.
I got another one, but I'll tell you later.
Okay, but she was just a server, a person that was a waitress, I mean, before she was elected. I mean, really, come on, a waitress. Listen, we need waitresses. We need servers. They're great people. They deserve great tips. They deserve more money. But you don't go from being a waitress to running the country. I mean, I've never thought about that happening like that. All of a sudden, now she's an authority of everything.
Well, if she had some sense, it would make sense. But she's not a real smart person.
I'm glad you said if she had sense. She didn't even have any money, Hardy. She's got a degree supposedly in economics. She has no money.
She's
working for peanuts.
Do you know that somebody checked, and really, I don't know what this has to do with it, but her credit rating, her credit score is like 400.
Well, I mean, go figure. All she's doing now is she got a boyfriend. I don't know if she buried him or not. I guess she did. And he knows how to do this internet stuff. And she's got a very small group of people that voted her in. I don't know, maybe 16,000 people. And they're all in some kind of weird, you know, weird location, weird ideologies. That's what's going on. You've got a lot of change going on. And they are polluting the minds of the young people. I've got a degree. I've got two minors and a degree. And look, I went through all, and I heard those instructors say a few things that were negative about, you know, how we live, but they didn't push it as much. Of course, if you asked them, of course, they would have pushed it. Mm-hmm. But now they are pushing the agenda. They're pushing it. I had a friend tell me, say, one time I said, you know, this global warming, you know, they got all these numbers and things, you know, if you're a scientist, you might want to believe someone. He said, David, and it made a lot of sense. He said, follow the money.
Yeah.
Follow the money. In other words, the grants, the money, you know, the previous vice president, he set this up where the money can be followed to the Green Deal. You know, it's not exact. I mean, look, it takes more energy right now to make a car run off of a battery, whether they'll ever fix it or not. I see these news items and say, well, this fusion reactor lasted 0.8 seconds and it didn't blow up.
Mm-hmm. How about that? We're getting it.
0.8 seconds.
We're getting there. We're getting there.
I get it. But at 0.8 seconds, you got a long way to go. So, look, I'm all for fusion energy. It would be the cleanest, best energy. It's the energy of the sun. It's not fission. It's fusion. There's a difference. Fission's nasty, especially if it's plutonium. It throws out a lot of radiation. It will kill you.
Well, let me toss this out there. Do you think, because I know how I would feel, but do you think that the people who have made their money stepping on the backs and the necks of the poor and working in the oil industry, the people that are really making the money off of the oil that's used to make gasoline, do you really think they're going to stand by and make it easy for them to move away from the internal combustion engine?
No.
Of course not.
But it's not that we shouldn't improve. We should improve our technology. We should improve. I'm not against improvement. What I'm against is lies. What I'm against is taking all of what we have worked for and transferring it to someone who didn't work for it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm against this. This is the reason why I am backing non-Rhino candidates like Mo Brooks and Donald Trump. Because, listen, when the others are talking, usually when their mouth's moving, it's a lie. You know? You can't trust them. They're all about getting power and taxes and money and votes. And if it takes someone coming from another country to vote for them, or if they have to pay them off with a retirement plan, okay. Now, look, listen, Afghanistan was a bad place, a bad deal, you know. But the way we left that place and the people we brought over here, what it was, 80,000 immigrants, I don't know how many it were. You know, this is a mess, guy. Biden, you're not a businessman, and I'm not even sure you're a good politician that can lie very well because we're catching you in all these lies. Mm. But I can tell you one of the lies I'm not going to catch my clients in, and that is them getting screwed over their retirement monies when they get older. Someone has got to protect the retirement money that you have. And if the politicians won't do it, you got to do it yourself. And the only way you can do it is use the products that work. Use the products that grow and use the products that control the taxes on your dough.
And I know a guy that knows about these things. His name's David Ernest. Hey, it's this guy right here. I'm looking at him right now. He knows how to do this. He's been doing it for 40 years or more, and he's ready to do it for you. All you got to do is give him a call at 334-279-7431 or... This is the newest number, and it's gaining popularity all the time. 205-479-0839. Leave a message, and you'll get a call back from Too Tall Matthew, Princess Leah, maybe even David himself, the asset preservationist of all the asset preservationists right there. He's up at the top. That's what you want. You want the best one. So call David Ernest, 334-279-7431, or... 205-479-0839. And those pauses, those are not for effect because I had to think of the phone number.
Well,
I don't want to try to. Yeah, there's smoke coming out of my ear too. So yeah, I didn't want y'all to think I was putting on air.
It's okay. Yeah, that is demented. Is you're not demented at all. You spit it out right. At least you know who I am.
Yeah, surely I know who you are.
I have a little confusion too.
I don't think he knows who he is. Bless his heart. I didn't see it, but they said he's on TV talking about what a success it was, and they're flying around over there in our helicopters.
In whose world?
He is, I guess, but they're flying around.
Boulevard of Broken Dreams world?
I guess so. They're flying around there in our helicopters with people hanging from underneath them from ropes. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh yeah, they're hanging people from these helicopters, flying around with them.
They said they weren't going to do that.
Who's that?
Biden believed them.
He probably was talking to the Easter Bunny. Or the tooth fairy or something, you know, and then they told him, yeah, it's going to be good, Joe. It's going to be okay.
Maybe he missed the ears, you know. Maybe they didn't have their ear to him or something.
Bless his heart. He's just out there.
He's just out there. But here's the thing. You want someone who's just out there being your president? You want someone who's just out there managing your money? You want someone who don't even exist manage your money? You know, they want this country. This is what the liberals want, I think. If you talk to Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, they'll tell you this is what they want. They want the middle class on down to the poor folks. But, you know, the middle class, what's the middle class? You know, a few hundred thousand, maybe a few million even. I mean, people, when it comes to investing, it's not the 5-10 million people that are really in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
They want the middle class to have to use alternative investments, like go to the internet and talk to a robot. You know,
mm-hmm.
Last time I talked to a robot, I don't think he had feelings for you.
Mm-mm. Nothing more than feelings.
I don't even think he really knew who you were. He doesn't know who your children are. He doesn't know who your wife or your husband is. And he really don't care about what birthday you have.
I just saw, evidently this is from earlier today, or maybe it's now, I don't know. Joe Biden walks up to the podium, and I swear it looked just like Tim Conway when he dressed up like that little old man. He just kind of staggering out there, you know. He's saying something.
That was funny.
Yeah,
that was funny. Tim Conway was really a hoot, man.
Well,
I love
you know,
him.
You know, I got to meet him and Don Knotts at the same time, and
he real nervous when he met you, Don Knotts?
Don Knotts, he was a very quiet man. He was very friendly and he spoke, but he wasn't Barney Fife. He wasn't, he wasn't doing all that.
He wasn't looking for his bullet.
But, he did a bunch of stuff, like when he was the weatherman on Steve Allen on the street and everything. And then Tim Conway did the little old man that was old. And then at the end of the show, they did the thing where Tim Conway was the dentist. I don't know if you've ever seen that one or not.
I think I did.
It's funny.
Yeah, I did. I've seen that one.
Yeah, Harvey Korman. It was much fun. I got to say, it was much funnier with Harvey Korman.
You can Google that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can go to YouTube and find all that.
Because Harvey Korman would get tickled and try not to laugh.
No, he did.
That's what was funny now.
That was on the
Carol Burnett show. Yeah.
Carol Burnett show.
And that's all over YouTube.
You know,
whatever
happens to good, clean fun and laughs? Now it just has to be nasty and stupid.
I don't know if y'all have the Roku and you have Pluto TV. Pluto TV is free. You download it.
Yeah.
They show some commercials and stuff in some of it. But they've got an Andy Griffith channel. I hadn't told Greg about that yet.
Oh.
And that is probably the most wholesome.
I really like the pickle.
Oh, yeah, that's one of my favorites. But that is probably the most wholesome thing on television. And I told Donna the other night, I said, you know, this is the TV show that everybody that's making a TV show right now looks at, and they wish they could produce something as good as that. But they can't. I don't know what it is. I watched, what's that show? Two Broke Girls.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm a grown man.
For me, I turn right on through that.
I'm a grown man. I know about sex and everything. Oh, but every other thing is a sex joke and a weird thing.
I know. But, you know, I'm getting tired of the joke being on us. The joke of taking our money away. The joke of letting us lose our money in our retirements.
Mm-hmm.
The joke of taxing us so we can't even have a retirement. The joke of saying, hey,
inflation's going to be under control. It's okay. You know, the joke of saying, you know, just put it all in there and don't worry about it. And if it does go down in 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years, it'll come back.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. I agree. It will. It might come back in a year or two. But here's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
What if it don't come back for 5, 10, 15, 20 years?
Mm-hmm. Have you
what
got
if
that,
it don't?
Have you got that kind of time?
And you're older.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, it's done this. It's done these bad ones. And the thing is, when it's done so good for so long, that's usually when it could possibly be bad for so long. Have you ever heard of the roaring 20s?
Mm-hmm.
Could we be in them now? Of course, we got a virus in there with us, too. But, you know, so it's not so roaring anymore. But the stock market seems to think that everything's worth a lot. Let's just get in before you lose. Get in before you lose. Are you kidding? If you get in on these high numbers, you're probably for sure going to lose. And what can you do not to lose?
Rusty, well,
what
I'll
can
tell
they
you.
Do not to lose?
Well, you can pay attention like I wasn't doing just then because something came across I had to attend to. But what you can do, first off, you need to listen to this program. Learn a lot from listening to this program. But if you want to augment that, get more information, get more knowledge, you need to call David Earnest, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. David's got a website. It's retirewithearnest.com. We're all over Facebook and TV. We're on TV on the weekends on Saturday and Sunday on ABC 32 and the CW. That's early in the morning, about 5 or 5:30. I'm not sure which it is, but we're there. And, I mean, we're everywhere. We're everywhere. We really are. And I think we need to do another car show. It's fixing to get
absolutely.
It's fixing to get cooler weather, and I think I know where I can get us.
People need to have fun. We need to have some fun.
Yeah, I think I know where I can get us set up. But, call David Earnest today. We've got to take a short break. And when we come back, we'll talk more about the Boulevard of Broken Dreams. And I'm glad you pointed out there was a big old word in that second verse I had to make sure got cut out.
I told you to bleep that one out.
Well, I did some creative editing and got I'll have to tell you about that sometime. I was real proud of myself. But don't you go anywhere. We'll be back with more of the Health and Wealth Show in just mere moments. And listen to this. You'll probably like this, too. Yeah, I tell you, I'll get these buttons together one of these days, and this will be like a real radio show.
David Earnest will return with more of the award-winning Health and Wealth Show after these important messages here on the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
Hello, Kabul. This is Akbar, the smiling Afghan with an AK in his hand, and Bagram Air Force Base has lost its lease, and everything must go. And thanks to the fact that Joe Biden is almost as smart as my brother Ahmed's goat, we've got billions and billions of dollars worth of inventory we must move today. We've got tanks, jeeps, machine guns, rocket launchers, anti-aircraft missiles, and prices are slashed to the bone. And how about this for a deal? Today, and today only, with your good credit, you can fly away in a brand new Apache helicopter. 49 rupees down and 49 rupees a month. Come up this afternoon for our radio remote broadcast from 1 until 3, hosted by that wacky guy from the morning radio show on KBUL, Abdul the Fool from Kabul. He'll be handing out hand grenades to all the guineas, and the first 100 people through the gate get a Death to America t-shirt. And don't miss the big concert tonight from Rashid Jali and the Taliban. It's all happening at Akbar Liquidation Center at the former Bagram Air Force Base. Just drive downtown when you see the screaming mob firing into the air. You're there. And thank you, Joe Biden. I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, man. That's my argument. Restrict immigration.
At the first sign of trouble with your retirement account, you've got to
nip it in the bud.
And the best way to
nip it
is to
call the man.
That's right.
Just call the man.
Call David Earnest.
Just call the man.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
Not that man.
Yes, that's the man. Call him today.
Call the man.
David Earnest has over 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. And along with Matthew Earnest and Leah Williams, they are a formidable force against those who would ruin your retirement.
Shazam.
man.
I'll say it again. Call the man today.
I thought Calvin Cooley said that.
No, Floyd, it was me.
What Calvin Cooley said?
Go even up Barney's sideburns and call David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. You remember the name, right? No, it's asset preservationist David Ernest.
Golly.
Call David Ernest today.
Hello, my name is Jamal. Every 60 seconds in Africa, a minute passes. Together we can stop this. Please spread the word. Thank you for your attention.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Now, 2018, they're telling you the existential threat to America is a bunch of poor refugees 1,000 miles away. They're even taking our brave troops away from their families for a political stunt.
President Obama is sending 1,200 National Guard troops to boost security along the U.S.-Mexican border.
In addition to the troops, the president is also requesting $500 million for border security.
We simply cannot allow people to pour into the United States undetected, undocumented, unchecked, and circumventing the line of people who are waiting patiently, diligently, and lawfully to become immigrants in this country.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Don't send your children unaccompanied on trains or through a bunch of smugglers. We don't even know how many of these kids don't make it and may have been waylaid into sex trafficking or killed because they fell off a train. We have no way of tracking that.
Our administration has moved aggressively to secure our borders more by hiring a record number of new border guards, by deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever before.
We need to try to incentivize Mexico to do more.
We are also a nation of laws. It is wrong and ultimately self-defeating for a nation of immigrants to permit the kind of abuse of our immigration laws we have seen in recent years.
If they've committed transgressions of whatever kind, they should be obviously deported.
We will try to do more to speed the deportation of illegal aliens who are arrested.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple. Until the American people are convinced that we will stop future flows of illegal immigration, we will make no progress on dealing with the millions of illegal immigrants who are here now and on rationalizing our system of legal immigration. When we use phrases like undocumented workers, we convey a message to the American people that their government is not serious about combating illegal immigration.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show. Alabama's greatest asset preservationist, David Ernest, is standing by to take your call. Just dial 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Leave your name and number and you will get a call back from Too Tall Matthew, Princess Leah, or David Ernest. Call David today. Now, please welcome the cat who won't cop out when there's danger all about. David Ernest. He's a bad.
What?
Just talking about David Ernest.
Didn't do the edge there. Yeah. How you doing, man?
You know, I really like. I enjoyed my trip to London. And yes, they do have an accent, and it's very interesting to listen to. You know, they are our brothers. We did fight in wars with them and stuff like that. But when it comes to, you know, our liberties and stuff, they get a little bit messed up. Mm-hmm. You know, they tend to a little more liberal, especially when it comes to the retirement plans and when it comes to their medical, insurance. Same way in Canada. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. They don't have as much money in those countries when they retire. They have to rely on the government. Do you really want to have to rely on the government for your money when they're printing it and throwing it all over the place and giving it to people who didn't even deserve it? How are you going to rely on that to be of any value? It's called inflation, stagflation. Guys, we've got a problem. We have got to invest wisely to get around these problems.
Yes, we do. You waited till I took a bite of that cookie, didn't you?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, man. You're exactly right. The I think they have socialized medicine like they do in Canada. And I talked to a Facebook friend today. He had surgery several years ago on his hand, and he hurt his hand again. And he called the doctor. I said, well, we can see you in April.
That's terrible. You might be dead by April.
Just about September, and they can see him in April.
I remember folks telling me they needed an MRI back when MRIs were, they're still pretty popular. Mm-hmm. In Canada, they'd have to get on a list from anywhere from 3, 4, 5, 6 months to a year to get an MRI of their back or something, and they're in extreme pain for a long time. And they would come to the United States and pay out of cash or buy private insurance. Yes, private insurance. There you go. So that they could afford to have it. You know, when it's outlawed to be able to have your own private insurance or to have your own private plan or your own private way of doing things, it's a mistake. There is nothing wrong with having safety nets in a country to take care of the people who fell through.
Right.
But for the majority of us, we should be encouraged and taught and directed into a great retirement plan. We know how this works. We know how to make money grow. We know how to beat inflation. We know how to make taxes go lower, if maybe to zero. We know how to fix it if we have stagflation. We know that if you're trying to transfer money around, maybe you shouldn't transfer it into paying off a mortgage right now.
Right.
If you can get a low interest rate, we know this. You can put it somewhere to make more money. I'm not saying not to pay the house off or the mortgage off over the allotted period of time. But if you're down to like 2.5% return of interest on the money, and you can make double that or more, duh, especially if it can't go away. So here's the thing. Where do you make that money? Where can you make money like that?
Well, you sure can't make it with it being under your mattress. You can't make it with the money being in the backyard in a jar buried. What you need to do is you need to find yourself an asset preservationist like David Ernest. What, like David Ernest? You need to call David Ernest. 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Call him up. He'll sit you down. You get that no obligation consultation. You'll sit down with David, maybe Too Tall Matthew, Princess Leah, maybe all three of them. Who knows? You might go over to Waffle House, get something to eat. But they'll sit down and they'll look at what you got and they'll start making suggestions tailored to what you need. Not for Bob Jones down there or for Fred Smith over here, but for you. But you do have to call them. 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And as I tell you, you need to call today. You're really stepping toward that goal of retiring.
You know, when you're past 50, definitely when you're past 55 or 60, you need to really start thinking. And the thing is, though, you also need to be thinking about what's going on in the world when you approach those ages. Mm-hmm. Now, if the stock market's been going up for 10 years, yeah, forget that little blip that happened back in March of 2020. That didn't really happen. It's just a blip, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if you, discounting that out, because it didn't last very long, from 2008 or 9 up to now, it's been nothing but an up path. It's got so crazy. This thing called P.E. ratios that normally, in other words, price to earning ratios, what the companies make, what the companies are being, their stocks are being sold for versus what the companies make.
Right.
Those ratios usually run in the 13 to 15 range.
Mm-hmm.
My God, man, they're running, some of them are running way over 40. Think about it. This is insane. They say, well, maybe it's different this time. Maybe this time they can just print a lot of money and we won't have any inflation. And Biden will save us, and all the people who come from Mexico and Central America, they'll come in here and they'll work and they'll give us money. And Afghanistan, those you know, the folks over there, they're going to be on our side. You know, they won't punish anybody. They won't hang anybody from the helicopter. It's all going to be okay. You know, inside the bed, did you get off of?
As you said, in whose world? Joe Biden's world.
Joe Biden will put us all into the boulevard of broken dreams.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to take the horse by the rein. You know, that's an old saying. Goes way back hundreds of years, probably. Take the horse by the rein. Make the horse go where you want it to go. Don't let that stupid horse of the, Mr. Ed, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. But, you know.
Wilbur.
I'm not Wilbur.
Dave.
really, don't let it tell you. It's just like, you know, you spoil these dogs, you spoil these cats, you spoil these animals. They're going to tell you what they want. You spoil the children, they're going to tell you what they want. You spoil everyone, you spoil the government, it's going to definitely tell you what you want. You vote for the wrong person, you spoil them, they say, those people are stupid, we're going to use them, we're going to abuse them, and we're going to take their money, ha, ha, ha. Okay, I took that away from Harris. Sorry about that.
Well, I think the government was spoiled when we got it. The past few years, there's always a joke about, you know, it was so cold, I saw a politician with his hands in his own pockets. But I think it's been that way for a long, long time. Even going back to Roman times when people were politicians and everything, it's just, I'm not saying all politicians are like that.
There are a great many
of them that are just, as we like to say over there in Elmore County, crooked as a dog's back leg.
Well, think about it. We got one now that's leaving office with $30, $40 million, at least $20 million. How in the world do you get that kind of money? I asked a politician not too long ago, how's that happen? They said, special interest. I said, you mean money in briefcases? They just grinned. Mm-hmm. The thing is, that was the truth. That's the answer I got. And that person, I hope, and I don't think they would take it. But here's the thing. You've got to vote your conscience. And you've got to defend your retirement with your conscience. You've got to do what you think is right. And right now, I don't think that the stock market, what it's doing, is right. Because I think it's overblown. I think it's ready for a bruising. And it's going to be cruising down. And I think it's going to be an awful, terrible correction. And I think it's going to last a while. That's what I think. Now, will it happen? Who knows? But I can tell you this. If it does happen,
mm-hmm.
there's going to be a lot of people walking the field. I mean, the boulevard of broken dreams. Mm-hmm.
Let me throw this out there. You know, we had all this bad weather over in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
They said that New Orleans and the area over there, I think New Orleans, actually, that's the city, but Orleans is the parish. Is that right? I think that's right. Anyway, they are without power, and they said it could be weeks before they get power back. Well, you know, and I'm not saying this about those folks, but there are some folks who think ahead and say, you know, how would we do if we didn't have power for 4 or 5 weeks?
Exactly.
Well, that may lead you to call somebody up and have your house hooked up to a generator.
Yeah.
And you would be okay. And then the people that didn't do that, they would thinking, you know, I should do that for next time. And, you know, I worked at a radio station one time, and we had a big storm coming. This is back in the 90s. Had a big storm coming, and we got together, and we were going to get a generator. I think it was like $40,000 for this generator. And so we had it coming. They had it on the truck. The big boss called. Nope, we don't need that. Okay. Well, the transmitter was about 20 miles away from the station. The station, mm-hmm. we had lights and electricity, but we couldn't. It hit out there where the transmitter was, and there was no power out there for 7 days. I think it was about $120,000 in ad revenue that we lost. Well, if we had spent 40, we would have not lost 120. I know that's difference of 80, but still,
it's a lot of money.
I would rather spend 40 than lose, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what I'm saying. You got to be prepared.
You've got to be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a war.
Yeah.
We're in a war, an economic war, folks. Mm-hmm. It's obvious that we are in an economic dilemma. We've got the feds not knowing what to do. We've got some folks in with, well, you know, fire them, get somebody else in there that'll do this, that, the other. When you have this kind of discord, you're it's bad, because you've got so many people that are trying to do the right things, and they're very confused because the feds come on and say, well, we think everything will be all right. You know, really?
Mm-hmm.
You really think it's going to be all right to have massive stagflation? Look, go read what some of these economists that I put more respect into than some of the Fed folks. Okay, who's right? We'll find out. That's correct. But if you can have your cake and eat it too, if the market goes up, you can make money. But if it goes down, you don't lose any. Wouldn't that be a better way to go?
I like that.
Wouldn't that be a centralist way to go?
I like it.
I mean, especially if you could get, you know, how could you, you remember I talked about this before,
mm-hmm.
blackjack. Some folks know what blackjack is.
Used to be a chewing gum, wasn't it? wasn't there a blackjack chewing gum? Or you talking about?
I don't know. It probably tasted terrible.
One you whack somebody in the head with.
Oh, that. Oh, yeah, the blackjack's it. But anyway, the game, you know, if you go to a casino, and you play blackjack.
That blackjack.
Yeah. If you tie with a dealer, you got to pay. If you lose, you got to pay. And if you win, you may get paid.
Mm-hmm.
But let's change the name of the game. Every time we lose, we don't have to pay. Every time we tie with the dealer, we don't have to pay. And every time we win, they got to pay us half to 70% of all the winnings. How long are you going to play?
Till they come get me.
That's our program. That's our program. You can't lose at the table. You will have enough money, and you'll be looking mm-hmm. better than Clark Gable. I'm telling you, it's going to look good.
Now, you went a long way for that, but it's pretty good. The thing is, though, it's not that. What you're talking about when somebody brings you some money, that's not gambling.
No.
That is the thing that you hear about, but you never really see mm-hmm. the sure thing.
Yeah. And I could go into the details if you come see me. It's mm-hmm. free to come see me. These are fixed indexed annuities we're talking about. But they use the stock market. They use safety. They use everything. But the word fixed tells you that it's just fixed. It can't lose. And everything goes in, it can't lose. And the word index means it is indexed to the stock market. But what a lot of people don't understand is that 1% or 2% goes in the stock market. The interest that it could pay you goes in the stock market. That if you had $100,000 and it paid 2% interest and went in the stock market and turned into 6, 7, 8, 9, 10%, mm-hmm. you still got $100,000 if it didn't turn into that percent. See, so that's a sideways. That's one of those blackjack games where you lost, but you didn't have to pay because your principal stayed intact. And what if you get a gigantic bonus when you come in the door and it's like, you know, mega thousands of dollars. We can't talk about all that.
No.
You have to come see me. But they exist. And we have a model that's out of this world. Matter of fact, I think I brought it from another universe when I put it together.
It's amazing.
It works beautiful.
It's still got stardust on it.
It is so beautiful. It will take you to eternity, forever and ever. You say, hey, David, I would just love to spend all the money in the last day I'm alive. It's the last dollar I spend. I don't know how to do that. I got a program to do that. And say, oh, no. I would love to leave massive amounts tax-free to my children.
Mm-hmm.
I got a program that'll do that. That'll do that. No. I want something that was tax-free or tax-deferred so Uncle Sam's getting real greedy lately, especially since he's got so much stuff he's got to give away. You know, we keep his grimy hands off him. They're looking kind of old and raggedy anyway. He needs to get a new hat. That uncle is just not what you want, you know. So you can have something that keeps that uncle at bay. He don't even know. He won't even grab you. You won't holler uncle because he won't be able to get hold of you. You'll be like a greased pig.
Is he like you drinking uncle? Or I had a couple of those. But see, the bad thing now is times have changed. I don't drink, but I'm the drinking uncle. I'm the one that says, yeah, who taught him that? I don't know. Oh, goodness.
So you don't want someone to grab you and make you scream, uncle, you know.
Oh, no.
Give you money. Hey, call uncle. Who's your favorite uncle? Hey, here's some more money. You know, that's the way we feel now. Uh-huh. We feel like we're being taxed to death. We feel like we're being put into a rat trap, so to speak, where we can't get out. You know, there's ways out. There's ways to get better. There's ways to reposition your money and get better at discounting the risk. You know, there's better ways to discount the taxes. There's better ways to keep their grimy hands off of it for years, if not forever,
mm-hmm.
and then pass on into another generation. We have all of it. We have lawyers that know how to do it. We have accountants that work with us. And you know what? Everything, when you come talk to me initially, is free. And I never charge a fee for anything other than there's a commission that's paid to me, but you don't pay it. You don't pay it. It comes from the insurance company. So if you want free information, and you want to talk to me, I'll tell you there's some numbers.
There are two numbers. 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Just about think about this. If you can hear our voices right now, you can call either of those numbers. Even if you can't hear, somebody just tells you about us. You can call us, and you can talk to David Ernest, and he will set up this no-obligation consultation. I guess you could still do it on Zoom if you wanted to.
Sure, you could.
You could come in and sit down and have a face-to-face and talk to him, talk to Too Tall Matthew, talk to Princess Leah, and just you'd be surprised. I think anybody who's ever managed their own money and looked at it would be surprised at what they would learn from just sitting down for an hour with David Ernest. But what you have to do that is call 279, area code 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Call him today. You can just leave your name and number there. You'll get a call back from either one of those three nice people I just mentioned, and you will be on your road. You'll go up the Boulevard of Broken Dreams, hang a left, and you'll be back on to Easy Street. How about that? You didn't know Easy Street was up there, did you? But you need to call us today.
Yeah, I love Easy Street. You know, we do have that street, and we use it all the time. We travel that street. And it's beautiful. But the thing, though, is to have knowledge. Like, a lot of folks come in and they ask a lot of questions. Like, okay, they want to talk about long-term care. Well, we can talk about long-term care.
Mm-hmm.
We know a lot about long-term care. There's a lot of things I know about long-term care. Why? Because it's in the insurance business, and it's in the business that I've been doing for years. Okay? We know about asset preservation. We know about throwing it into the next generation without taxes being impacted very much, if any.
Mm-hmm.
We know all these things, and we know how to use them. We know the attorneys that are good for this, that are not so expensive, but reasonable, but know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We know all these folks. We know. Why do we know? Because we've been doing it for 40 years or better. And over 40 years, you developed a lot of relationships with clients. You develop a lot of relationships with other professionals like accountants, attorneys, and folks like that. But, you know, some folks say, well, David, why do you get involved in politics so much? Well, I feel the need. You know why? I'll give you an example. Someone calls me and said, David, I have been trying for months to get my medical records from the Veterans Administration.
Mm-hmm.
And I called so-and-so. They won't help me. Can you help me? Well, no, I can't help you. I can't help you. But I know a guy. I know a guy. I know some guys.
Knowing a guy or two or three is a good thing.
We know some people.
Yeah.
You know, we put in a good word for you. It wouldn't cost you a penny. Why? Because that's service. It's service. If you need help, we want to help you. We want, because we know where you can go to get the help. You might not know where you can go get the help. You know, so it's very important that we elect the right officials. We're sick and tired of being taken to the cleaners. High taxes, lies, you know, telling us one thing and doing another. This is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want it. We're done with it. And losing our retirement money, whether it be the stock market, taxes, or some sneaky, greasy politician taking it away.
Sneaky and greasy.
Yeah, right. I think that's what Pelosi's face is. She's sneaky and she puts all that greasy stuff in
there. I'll tell you what, you could,
plastic, you know.
You could bounce bullets off that face. It's pulled so tight.
Yeah, I know. But, we got to go in just a second, I know. But, some folks say, why do you get so passionate about it? Because, guys, it's important. It's important to protect your family. It's important to protect you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very important to protect what you believe in. And we see all these stupid things like Afghanistan, leaving Americans, Afghanistan, letting people get killed. I'm not getting into that. I don't have enough time. But here's the thing. You can prevent disaster on your home front, especially if it's your retirement money. Give us a call. We'll show you how. That's
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And, I believe this was a pretty good show.
Yeah.
Sounded good to me. And another thing, tomorrow is the first day of September. And do you know that by the, I believe, through the end of the week and next early next week, they're talking about temperatures in the 60s?
We'll have to stop getting in the swimming hoods.
See, I'm all about the cool weather. I like fall. Winter's good. I don't have a favorite season. I just tend to be more comfortable in the fall. And that's on the way, I hope.
I don't like to freeze, and I don't like to burn up.
So you like the fall, too?
I guess so.
All right, folks, we're going to head on out of here, and we will be back tomorrow night with another edition of the Health and Wealth Show. And I believe it's time. This is the button right here that says the big finish, so I'm going to push that.
Is it time to go already?
Isn't it funny how time slips away?
Well, I guess time flies when you're having fun. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to the Health and Wealth Show, with a special thanks to Matthew Ernest, Leah Williams, Terry Adams, Larry Stevens, the invisible DJ, Roper Q Halifax, and to Blue Water Broadcasting, from whence this program originates. Remember, you can call David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And you know, when you care about something that's really close and dear to your heart, it makes you feel good when others understand how you feel. I guess you could say it's just a show of respect for what you believe in. Huh? Aretha Franklin, what a good idea. See you next time on the Health and Wealth Show.
What you want, baby, I got. What you need, you know.
Cast and crew of the Health and Wealth Show dine at the Stooge Cafe. Do you eat lunch?
Sweetly.
Are you tired of everyday humdrum food?
Yes.
Then say hello to the Stooge Cafe.
Hello.
Hey, Mo, what's normally on the menu for today?
There's enchiladas, spaghetti, artichokes, onions, celery, olives, radishes, pig's feet, and herring.
Larry, I understand you don't have all that today. What do you have?
All we got left is rabbit and hot dogs.
Well, I'll have whatever's the easiest.
Hot dog, don't take rabbit.
Here comes Curly with a big tray of cheese and crackers, but it looks like he's forgotten something.
Oh, Larry, the cheese! Oh, Larry, the cheese! Some cheese!
All right.
Oh, Larry, the cheese!
There's always something exciting going on at the Stooge Cafe. Hey, Mo, can you give us directions?
We start here at Jerkola, down the Insane River, over the Gibber Dam, through Pushover, across Schmoland.
Hey, Curly, are those directions going to take us to the right place?
Well, being there's no other place around the place, I reckon this must be the place, I reckon.
The Stooge Cafe. It'll make your taste buds go. Right, Larry?
When it comes to cooking, I'm going to catch me out.
I thought that rabbit tasted funny. Ow. No reservations required, party rooms available, and is tipping encouraged?
Sweetly.
The Stooge Cafe.
If we knew you was coming, we'd have baked the cake.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.